Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. The American Forces Radio Network tuning in on The Voice. Nice to have you with us. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, you're doing a great job. And we hope to see you at home stateside very soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We're also on Trestle Radio, coast to coast, if you're buying affiliate. If you're not, you're buying ET. It's extraterrestrial radio. Sirius XM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick channel. See the man, male Caucasian. Yeah, that's right. Where are my truckers at? White Line Fever. And also, as we stream through SBNation.com, we stream through SportsByline.com. That's the home here in San Francisco. Any questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, address those to rick@sportsbyline.com. They'll come to me. Use that same email address to ask for a cheat code, which I do at the end of the show, and also to win the game. I always give the second correct answer at 40 after the hour. I give away a brand new game. Use the email address rick@sportsbyline.com to win the game. The number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. Look, on all these sports networks I'm on right now, this is the only hour we can talk video games, and it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. I'll let you know the new releases this week as well. We'll also have an interview in a little over 15 minutes with the guy behind Mutant Football League 2, because that has just come out for beta testing. Can check that out on Steam. We'll talk to him, Mr. Mendheim, coming up here at 25 after the hour. But as I said, the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 will get you in and get you heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, your cable provider. 24/7, 35 million homes. So we got an hour. Let's the video game review. Come on back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And by the way, coming up in the next segment, we will have an interview with the man who started it all way back in the Genesis days when it was Mutant Football League. Now it's Mutant League Football, but the second one is out, and you can get some early access if you'd like at 1-800-878-PLAY. And that's on Steam. We'll talk about that. But, and as always, you can chime in. We'll take your calls 1-800-878-PLAY. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. So that's why I, you know, as I said, this show is about you. But as gamers, we're sort of conditioned to believe that the games that we buy aren't really ours a lot of the time. And what I mean is big companies may choose to, the way they phrase things, no matter how much we spend on a game, a multiplayer game, online game, they can just turn it off whenever they feel like it. You know, that is the, that's the way it used to be. So it's difficult not to constantly refer back to the horrific quote from a Ubisoft exec about gamers needing to get used to the idea that we don't own our games anymore. There are a lot of people who don't like that. It's not just putting in a shiny disc and playing a game. That's not how most of our games work anymore. And so when you have a digital storefront on your monitor, like Steam, we own something, right? I mean, it might be in an ethereal way, but you own those games and you can do with them as you like, right? And you bought them and they're on your computer. But no, it's not, says Steam, because if you die, I know this is a bit morbid and macabre, But if you die, they go back to steam. And what it is, I'm paraphrasing a response to a question a user asked whether he was able to leave his game library to somebody in their will. Steam said, I regret to inform you that your Steam account cannot be transferred via a will. You can't catch a break even when you're dead. So, you know, it's like hearing those stories about, you know, the phone company, you know, unplugs your phone, even though everybody in the house is still there. And it's like, well, it was that guy's name on the account and he died. Whatever. So Steam has come under some understandable flack for that response, which seems to have come from a low-level customer support guy who failed to realize maybe what the policy is, because a lot of people have pointed out that they have no idea if someone else logs in through your account. And they could even change their credit card, their payment wallet, to their own. I mean, that happens all the time when, you know, it says, oh, this card is, you know, a lot of times this happened to me, which sucks. I'm sure it's happened to you, but your card gets stolen somehow, or somebody has a reader and they get the identity theft and then they cut it off and you got to put a new one on. Do people really check? So it's just interesting, I think, that when you look at the way that Steam is handling things, and believe me, if you're, I know this sounds also morbid, but if you're dead, you're not going to know if somebody's playing your game or not. But it's the sort of thing, like, I'm not pro software piracy, but I will say this. I remember when I was working in television in the 90s, and I was in the control room in Master Control as a technical director back in the day. But outside in the corporate part of the network, there were just countless cubicles. And when Windows 95 came out, damn, how old are you, Tittle? Pretty old. When Windows 95 came out, every single computer had to buy a box of Windows 95. And I was thinking, you could literally take one disk at that time. They didn't register like the same way they did. But at that time, you could take one disk and put it on every computer. And that would have counted as software piracy. And back then, it was like $150 a copy. So it's $150 for every computer. And it's sort of like if you buy a book. And once you buy a book, you can throw it off the Golden Gate Bridge if you live out here. Don't do it. It's illegal. Might hit somebody. You can rip out every page. You can burn it, or you could sell it. You could just put it on your bookshelf, or you could give it to somebody else. You could lend it to somebody else. You could use it as a coaster. But what if the author says, no, you can't let somebody else read this, because this is mine, and only you're allowed to see it. So I do believe that software piracy would bankrupt a lot of companies. So what I'm saying is I'm not a proponent of it, but I do think it is a little bit stupid that you buy something, but once again, it's not yours to do with what you want. It's almost like you're renting it. You know, you can have it for a while. And I do understand, and I think people, gamers, are smart enough to know that if they're playing an online game, at some point the servers are going to turn off. Like, I don't know, it was about 2 years ago, I started playing Battlefield 1943. I couldn't believe the servers were still on. But I was actually super hyped because I wanted to play it, and there it was. And I hadn't signed in 8 years or whatever. But there it was. It was a game I was playing in 2006, and the server, at least one server, was still up. And I remember when the original Halo, they were pulling the servers from the first Xbox. Someone found out that if they didn't turn off the game on the Xbox, then it would still run, even though the servers had stopped. So if you wanted to play online, as long as a bunch of other people kept their, so if you had a power outage in your neighborhood, the Western Grid, your house, somebody tripped over a plug, it was gone. But I don't know how long people held out. But that's the other thing. I think we kind of know going in that the game, if you're playing online at some point, it's just going to be not cost effective. Not enough people are playing it. Advances have been made, and everybody forgot about that game, so to speak. And so you kind of buy into like, okay, that's going to happen. But it was just interesting to see the brouhaha come from Steam, whereas they're saying, oh, no, you cannot leave it in a will. I also think that it was dumb to even ask that question. All you had to do, I mean, it's not as bad as Bitcoin. If, you know, the guy dies, the gal dies with the login, it's gone forever. Or if it's on a hard drive and it goes to a dump, you dumpster dive like the, you know, 1,000 square miles of trash trying to get to it. That's a little bit different. But I kind of think the person that asked this question of Steam is the kind of person where you're in class and everybody wants to go home and everything is perfectly simple. And then the teacher will say, any questions? And then one person raises their hand and asks three questions that were just spelled out, and they have to be spelled out again. Now, if I literally thought that person was dumb and they didn't hear it, but no, it's usually because they just want to hear their own voice. So a lot of times you just let the sleeping dog lie. That happened to me one time when I bought a house in Oakland, California in the mid-90s, and there was a little computer room downstairs, and I noticed that there was a phone line that worked that I wasn't paying for. So I plugged my modem into that, and then I got greedy because it was just a phone line that was alive that I wasn't paying for. And I got greedy, and I mean, this is beyond stupid. I hate admitting it on national radio, but I plugged in a regular phone and I called the operator and I said, yeah, I'm just having a problem. What number am I calling from? Oh, they saw right through me. They're like, what? What do you mean you don't know what number you're calling from? And I go, oh, I think I got mixed up. I just was wondering if you could tell me what number this is. Unplugged it, deadline. I completely cut it off. It's like, damn it, I had to get greedy. I wanted to use it for some long-distance calls because it was just coming in free. All right. Don't leave Valve accounts in your will. That's what we're saying. When we come back, we'll talk a little mutant football on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, you've waited for a long time, and today is the day early access kicks off for Mutant Football League 2. And joining us on the line is our friend Michael Mendheim. Michael, tell us a little bit more about what we're getting on the early access.
Hey, Rick. Totally. Thanks for having me. So Early Access is on the Steam platform. It's for PC games. And what Early Access is the game's not complete, right? So we're in mid-development, but the game's playable. It doesn't have a lot of crashes. And we put the game in an Early Access platform so the community can come and play the game while it's still in development. And then they can help the dev team drive the product. Like, they give us feedback, they can request features. And when we make games at Digital Dreams, we love the community support. So we actively engage the community, and they can help us make the game better. Not everybody's cup of tea, because you will encounter some bugs. You're essentially watching how the sausage is made. But there's a number of players that love that, love to be involved in the development of the game. So we've always done that with our products, and it helps us make really fun games at the end of the day.
Is it kind of like free beta testing, too?
It is kind of like free beta testing as well. That's correct.
Well, so many great teams like the San Francisco 40 Nightmares and the Carcass City Creeps. Tell us a little bit more about some of these great teams.
Well, what we do is we have NFL parody teams, which are based on, you know, NFL teams. So, like, the Chicago Bears are the Midway Mutants. You just mentioned the Carcass City Creeps, Kansas City Chiefs. And then the players on those teams, we also parody the player names. So, like, Caleb Williams is Carcass Killiams, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. And we do that with all the teams. And then we also have fantasy teams in there, you know, that are based off of the Road Warriors or, wrestling. So there's a bunch of fantasy teams and then NFL parody teams, and all teams have different skill levels. All the players are individually rated, and they all kind of have their own theme music and their own Stadiums, their stadiums have hazards in them, so everything's kind of unique to that team. And when you play against the team, you kind of feel their personality while playing them.
I remember it was about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, you guys had a Kickstarter to get it going again, and you just wondered, will we reach our goals? Did you do it like in less than a week?
Well, yeah, and what was the coolest thing about that is we actually reached our goal on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
When Tom Brady actually came back against the Atlanta Falcons, and he won it in overtime. And just as that game was going off, getting ready to kick off overtime, we hit our goal. So that was pretty cool.
A couple more questions from Michael Menheim from Digital Dreams Entertainment. If we go way back, and I do in video games, the Genesis, EA Sports, it's in the game, 1993, Mutant League Football. That's kind of, not Mutant Football League, Mutant League Football. That's kind of the grandfather of all this, right?
Yeah, that was the game that I pitched way back in the day, and the president of EA, Trip Hawkins, he actually greenlit that product, and we developed it, and it was, you know, it's considered one of the all-time classic sports games. And after Mutant League Football, we did Mutant League Hockey, and then we got a television cartoon series, and it was, things were going really well. And then EA, you know, Trip left the company, and Electronic Arts decided we're going into the sports simulation business, which was, you know, a really smart move on their part. So they wanted their sports games to be the most realistic sports games in the industry. So anything that was like a bastard child of that, which Mutant League was, everything got killed. And then they just focused on, you know, the best sports simulation games in the gaming industry. So, you know, Madden and the baseball and the basketball and hockey games.
I know a lot of people want to do this figuratively, not literally, but in this game, you can kill the ref?
You can kill the ref, and you can also bribe the ref, which I think is one of the more interesting features. So you get one bribe ref a game. You got to use it, you know, very selectively. And then when, like, your opponent scores an amazing touchdown, the ref will call a BS penalty, like whatever. He calls a penalty on you because you think Rush is better than Led Zeppelin, right? So, you know, it's like a foolish penalty. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you have to, you know, dispose of the ref. So, you get, hopefully, what is a cleaner ref in the game. But, hey, it's Mutant Football League, so there's all kinds of cheating going on throughout the entire game.
Only a myopic Canadian would think Rush is better than Zeppelin.
Yes, I agree 100%.
The other thing is, this isn't just gore for gore's sake. This isn't Mortal Kombat. This is also gore with high hilarity, right?
Yeah, so our announcer, Tim Kitzrow, he was the voice of, like, NFL Blitz, and everybody knows him from NBA Jam, Boom Shakalaka. He's the voice of Mutant Football League, and he helps me write all the material that are in the game, as well as other writers. So the game is a comedy where we kind of parody everything in sports as well as politics. So there's a lot of that going on. And one of our goals, like when we make these games, is, you know, if you're playing a friend, we want you guys to laugh out loud as well as yell and slam your controller down. Because it's just this experience where you go through all these different kinds of emotions while playing. But we're trying to entertain you, and we're trying to make you laugh. So it's hard to do comedy in video games, but at least according to our community, they think the game's pretty funny. And a lot of that comes from the genius of Tim Kitzrow.
We just have about a minute. You have to raise the bar because you don't want people saying, the first game's better, the sequel's not that good. So that must be a mouth-watering prospect. And also, maybe a bit nerve-wracking, like we got to deliver, our fans need it.
Yeah, well, we started on just raising the bar on the graphics. So we wanted to just have a beautiful game that was competitive with other titles. Now, everybody's got to remember we're not a big publisher. We're a small studio, and half of our developers are in Ukraine with bombs dropping on them.
Jeez.
So it's been a struggle, but we just wanted to elevate the graphics and then improve upon the gameplay and just make it better in every way. And that's what we're slowly working towards. But so far, response is good. We just opened up Steam Early Access today. We had a bunch of players come in. We're sitting number one in the sports category there, so we're pretty happy about that. And the early response seems to be really great, so we couldn't be happier.
Especially now as football fans are starved for football, make sure to go to Steam and that Early Access page. You can also, of course, at any point go to MutantFootballLeague.com. We've been speaking with the co-founder of Digital Dreams Entertainment, Michael Mendheim, for Early Access Mutant Football League 2. Michael, congratulations, and thanks for coming on again.
Thank you so much, Rick. You take care.
All right, you too. And, you know, I like these games that aren't rushed. It's not like a Madden where it has to be out. I mean, it just has to be out. They took their time, and they got it right. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Sports Byline USA head studios here in San Francisco, California. All right, it's 40 after. It's time to give away a game. We got a brand new game. It's going to be a big hit. In fact, it's not even officially out until Tuesday, but I got it here. It's going to be on the Xbox One, the Xbox X and S, the PC, the PS4, the PS5. I have it here for the PC. It is Destiny 2, The Final Shape from Bungie. That's right. They develop it. They publish it. Here's the blurb. The 10-year journey of Destiny's Light and Darkness saga is approaching its epic conclusion with Destiny 2, The Final Shape expansion. So, yes, you need the original game. Rated T for teen. And so my question is, the second correct answer will win the game for the PC. Destiny 2, is this a sequel of Destiny or is this a sequel of Golden Axe? Just let me know. Rick at SportsBot. Are you serious? I am serious. That's how you sound too. Are you serious? All my listeners. Are you serious? Sorry, I'm just kidding. Is this a sequel of Destiny or Golden Axe? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will win for the PC. Bungie Software's Destiny 2, The Final Shape. I must feel like there should be like bum, 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 bum. There should be more music that goes with that. We will get to the upcoming games here in a minute, but I do have an email from Benny. Benny says, Rick, I need to find in the Thousand Year Door, Ms. Mouse. All right. So there is a secret Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door party member you can unlock if you put in a bit of effort. And there is a pretty good job they did in Japan over at Nintendo hiding what you need to do in there. And she's probably not going to really be that much help in combat, but her real field skill is one of the most useful in the game, especially if you're keen on tracking down every single secret. So I checked with GameSpot to make sure I got this right. But, and maybe a little bit of a spoiler too, as I tell you, but Ms. Mouse, the bad shop owner and self-proclaimed Badge Ninja, is the seventh playable party member, and you can completely miss it if you don't do a specific side quest. And that side quest featuring Ms. Mouse, that's M-S-M-O-W-Z, only unlocks after you return to Rogueport following the conclusion of Chapter 4 in Twilight Town. So head to the Trouble Center on the city's eastern side and pick up the quote-unquote elusive badge side quest there. Climb up to the roof of Zesty's house and you'll meet the ... the quest giver, who's very obviously just Ms. Mouse without her signature bow. She will ask you to find an elusive badge in Hooktail's room, she says, and she believes the secret to finding the badge is the power of the wind. Okay. So Hooktail's room is in the same room where you fought the giant dragon in Chapter 1. So you have to go back to the Petalburg outskirts and into Hooktail Castle again. And it's a bit of a slog and backtracking. All the enemies, except Hooktail, they've all respawned. They're all back again. but the puzzles are all solved, thankfully. So don't even waste your time fighting everybody again unless you just want to fight. Like you're like a born linebacker and you have a thirst for blood. Just if you can, run by all that. And by this part of the journey, you're only going to earn one star point for each enemy anyway, so it's not even really worth the time. So, you still with me? Good.
I said no, Rick.
No, good. Climb the castle, right? Cross the bridge, and then bring yourself up to the tower staircase and into Hooktail's room. Walk to the room's center and bring Flurry out from the partner wheel. Use her field skill. She's the purple one with the gold bracelet and the big pink lips, and she like puckers up her cheeks like a squirrel. Bring out Flurry from the partner wheel and use her skill to blow away a hidden paper panel. That will reveal a chest. Unlike most panels in the Thousand Year Door, this one has no visible edges. You might need to reposition Mario and Flurry to get just the right angle. Now, you might think, is it worth it? Yes, but maybe not for the reasons you expect, because as I said, her combat abilities are okay, you know, maybe even solid if you're being generous. There's a slap attack that ignores any defense the enemy has, and support, which is a skill that restores 10 hit points to Mario if you need it. You know, it's useful. It's not useless. But her field skill is what makes Ms. Mao such a good companion. She can sniff out treasure like a dog sniffing drugs at the airport. You'll notice Ms. Mao's lift her nose in the air when you approach hidden treasure, and she becomes visibly more animated as you get closer. The Thousand Year Door is littered with hidden treasure, especially in the final few chapters. So having someone around to lead you in the right direction is a huge help. But I kind of think also of the days of Wind Waker, when you're out on your ship and you hear like a little bleep, and you're like, what? And you would drop the fishing line, remember? And it would go way, 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 way down. And then you'd bring up usually a jewel, right? And it would give you money or hit points or EPs or whatever. But you'd hear a little bleep. And it was almost like kind of a little like Geiger counter, like getting closer, closer, the radiation. So, and a lot of the hidden treasures are just star pieces. Otherwise, it's not treasure if they all are booming. It's like people say, I think soccer would be fun if there were more goals. A 20 to 19 soccer game would be horrifying. A goal wouldn't mean anything. So, as I said, there, a lot of them are star pieces. But if you want some of the best badges in the game, you need a lot of star pieces to buy them. So I would recommend, Benny, it's a good idea to save your shine sprites for another party member, though. Mrs. Mao's damage output can't compete with the likes of Bobbery, Vivian, and not even Coops. So only upgrade her when you're finished with everyone else. All right, so once again, in a nutshell, you got to go back to Hooktail's room and then use Flurry to blow out the secret panel. And I, you know, I like things like that. Now, a lot of times they hide things that are absolutely impossible. And you you might remember the playable demo of that horror game where the clock had to strike five and then you had to turn around and hit the mirror. The only way you would know it is if someone told you. You would never do it just by chance. I'm going to wait for the clock to hit 12 and then I'm going to hit this mirror six times with my hand. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of a cool thing and you can throw it in online and look at it later and there's nothing wrong with that. All right. One more thing before we get to the new games. The Xbox app's updated compact mode will make your Windows handheld more like a Steam Deck. This is what they're hoping. Microsoft is, of course, seeing the value of these gaming handhelds and might even be cooking up a device of their own. One of the benefits of Microsoft making their own handhelds, of course, would be the effect it would have on all the other PC gaming handhelds on the market, because a lot of them just run on Windows, with the Steam Deck as the notable exception. So there's compromises. And whether we see Xbox handheld or not, Microsoft is already trying to improve the handheld gaming experience by optimizing the Xbox app and Windows to that form factor. So they tested out an app update inside the Xbox Insiders program. And so this might be a mode that's coming very, very soon. And you'll be able to navigate Xbox X easier with the controller as well. It's going to be, in other words, they're trying very hard to say we are a major player. And why wouldn't they be? Right? All right. Let's take a look at the upcoming games. Tuesday releases, as otherwise noted. The Elder Scrolls Online Gold Road. Talk about a big update. This is for the PC and the Mac. Cassette Beasts. This is for your phone, Android, and Apple. Destiny 2, The Final Shape, the expansion, which we just gave away. 4.5.1 X and SPC. Downward Enhanced Edition. This is on PS5, Xbox, SNS, Switch, PC, and Linux. Fireside, PC, and Switch. Fix It, The Handyman Simulator, PC. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, both with K's, the game. 4.5.1 X and SPC. Rolling Hills, Make Sushi, Make Friends. Aw, PC, 1 X and S. Songs of Silence. This looks like a Knight in Shining Armor game. PS5, Xbox, SNS. The 1, the PC, and the 4. Star Wars Hunters. This is for your for your phones and also for the Switch. Sneak Out. I think a lot of kids like to do that. For the PC, this is a penguin with a crown running from vampires. If you judge a book by its cover or a game by its box art, maybe that's exactly what you're looking for. The Ancients on PC, A Twisted Path to Renown. This is also going to be on the PC. Assassin's Creed Mirage is a PC game as well. We have, oh my gosh, Autopsy Simulator. Or maybe the subtitle is The Evisceration Sensation. Autopsy. Who's getting this? The young Dahmers of the world? Actually, I shouldn't make fun of it. It might be an outstanding game. It's on the PC. Blockbuster Inc. It's a movie-making game for the PC. Chernobyl Liquidators. PC game. Fabulous Wedding Disaster. Wow, this is for the Mac. Cristalla is for the PC. Pro Cycling Manager 2024 for the PC, just in time for the Tour de France. Rabbids Legend of the Multiverse. This is for the Mac and the iPhone. Return to Monkey Island is on the Mac. Rocksmith Interactive Music Learning. It's got an acoustic guitar and electric guitar. This is for the PS5 and the PS4. The Smurfs Village Party on all the big boy systems. A couple more here. Tomb of the Mask on Mac. And the official Tour de France 2024 game, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, and also personal computer. All right, we'll take a quick break and we will come back. The cheat code, stick with us right here on Sports Byline USA.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
Oh, where does the time go? We are at the end, and we're almost back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on all these fantastic sports talk networks. Well, hey, it's a good segue. Time for the cheat code. Send your request, Rick at sportsbyline.com. This is from Freddie Mercury, and it's for a Genesis game. This is why I picked it. Toe Jam and Earl, he said, Rick, are there ship pieces? I've been told how. How do you get them? Well, Toe Jam and Earl is a lot of fun, and you can play it with a friend, but it takes a while to get all those ship pieces. Now, there is a what they used to call a skip code that gives you almost every piece to your cruiser, your space cruiser. Pause the game on the Genesis. Sega. Press up, A, B, C. Right, A, down, B, left, C, and you'll get almost all the pieces. Once again, pause the game and press A. Sorry, oops. Press up, A, B, C, right, A, down, B, left, C. If you didn't get all that, I know it's on the radio. It's hard to write it down. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, like you did to get the cheat code. And in the rest of the week, you have some question, comment, or concern in the video game world, maybe I can help you out. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Until next time, we are right here on the Video Game Review.